From runasradio.com, you're listening to Run As Radio, the internet audio talk show for IT professionals with Richard Campbell. This is Brandon Wen announcing show number 482, Mobile Applications Management with guest Simon May. Recorded Tuesday, June 21st, 2016. Run As Radio is produced each week by PWOP Productions, providing professional media and podcasting services online at pwop.com. You can follow us on Twitter at twitter.com/runasradio.
Thank you, Brandon. This is Richard Campbell, and thanks for listening to Run As Radio. My guest today is Simon May, a reformed Microsoft technical evangelist, now a principal PM at the Intune customer experience team. He's worked in IT all his adult life and has focused on enterprise mobility for the past few years. You, sir, have done a very rare thing to go from evangelist to engineering. Congratulations.
Thank you, Richard. That's pretty good. I mean, I have said I've worked for in IT my entire adult life. I now don't consider myself to be an adult anymore. I seem to have regressed.
I can grow older, but I don't have to grow up.
Yeah, I'm allowed to play with all the toys all of a sudden.
Well, especially in the mobility space, because it's just madness over there.
Yeah, there's a lot going on. And we ship stuff really fast. What I'm actually doing is not feature PM. It's actually, or core PM, as we actually refer to it. Mm-hmm. It's actually customer experience PM. So I'm working very deeply with some of the biggest companies in the world.
Wow.
And helping them to get an understanding and get up and running and deploying Intune. There's so many parallels to my former world of evangelism.
No kidding. Well, just getting people to understand how things can be managed. You know, we've talked about Intune on the show before, but very much from an SMB, here is your simple way. Do you see Intune now as like, this is MDM? This is how every organization should be managing phones in the enterprise?
Yeah, absolutely. And not just phones as well. So Intune did start out as a kind of an SMB thing a while ago, but it was born out of product team, which I've been working with for my entire career, which was the SMS product team. So I started off with SMS 1.2, as I'm sure tons of folks out there have.
Oh, yeah.
And that really is a really big kind of enterprise product. It's amazing at managing pretty much every type of device inside of an enterprise.
Well, no, I rolled out an SMS deploy circa 1997 that knocked out SMS on every machine I deployed it to. Yeah, I did that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's it's like a rite of passage.
Yeah, it was. It's kind of, there's a lot of people out there. It's a big part of our DNA.
Sure.
And the thing that was built with Intune was essentially this amazingly cool cloud service.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's been pretty much all migrated into running atop of Azure, and we're able to cope with the biggest customers on the planet, frankly.
Sure.
And that's given us some incredible capabilities, and it's giving us amazing insight, and we're engineering the product along with some of those customers and partners, and it's kind of cool.
You know, I recently did a show with Jeremy Moskowitz where we were talking about group policy and the Active Directory dynamic. Can I get your take on just sort of the relationship between Intune and Active Directory group policy?
Ooh, that's an interesting one.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that there's a lot of us kind of heads down into what has been a pretty Windows world for quite a long time. And as such, we've got these great tools like Azure AD and like group policy that we've kind of grown up with. And then the world kind of had a big shift and folks started using all these really nice little mobile devices, which were not necessarily designed for enterprise. And then a bunch of capabilities kind of came along to make them more enterprise friendly.
Right.
In the eyes of MDM, which is really a helpful set of functionality. And over time as well, group policy grew a lot.
Yeah.
Just for Internet Explorer, there are over 1,500 group policy settings. And there are something like 3,500 total group policy settings. So
something like that. And the number that came in Win 10 alone, like,
yeah,
that was Jeremy's argument. It's like the Windows team put a lot of energy into group policy for Win 10. You have more granular control than ever before.
Yeah, exactly. The key thing is, though, we don't live in a one OS world anymore.
Yes.
And as a result, you need policies that can apply not only to your Windows PCs, but you need the same kinds of policies. Obviously, the implementation is going to be a little different, but for those kinds, the same kind of things to be applicable to your iOS and your Android devices as well.
No domain joined iPhones?
No domain joined iPhones, amazingly.
So strange.
Well, yeah, kind of. When you do the enrollment of a device into Intune, we're actually enrolling it into Azure AD as well.
Interesting.
And the scene. So from that point forward, we have the ability to check device compliance, and that information is inside of Azure AD. So we know who's using what devices at what time. So you kind of do get into this world where we've kind of brought those devices into our fold, so to speak, but in a more open way than we could have done in the past.
Right. Yeah. And it feels like it's not so much an all or nothing proposition too.
Yeah. It's very much not an all or nothing conversation.
But there does seem to be a very strong relationship between the policies that Intune can enforce and group policy on Active Directory.
Yeah. And I think there's a big part of that from a Windows point of view. What's kind of a happening under the hood there is that both group policy and MDM are actually interacting with the same set of configuration service providers, mm-hmm. which means that yes, you can apply the same setting configuration with MDM and with group policy and also with PowerShell and through the WMI bridge and through other mechanisms like the registry. There's a whole load of ways of configuring Windows. The thing that you kind of get with MDM is cross-platform capability. You also get something which was, again, kind of implicit in the world of group policy, and that is trust of the people that are making those settings changes.
Hmm.
A Windows PC doesn't just pick up any group policy. It's picking up group policy from the Active Directory that it's enrolled into.
Right.
Same kind of thing has to happen with a mobile device world. You've got to have those devices enrolled into something for those settings to come down. You don't just want anything to be able to make a settings change on your device, because we live in a world where malware is rife. And attacks on our identities, our devices, the information that we have access to is rife as well.
Sure.
So you have to have that level of protection as well.
Well, and especially when you're dealing with somebody's individual phone and you are putting corporate resources onto it, effectively.
Yeah, exactly. And we continue to see quite a lot of kind of interest in this space. As an end user, do I want to grant the IT department access to my device?
Yeah.
What does that really mean for me? Am I giving the IT department access to my personal data?
I've certainly had exactly that conversation as a consultant in an organization where the employees are complaining that IT is spying on them in their personal devices. And you sort of had to dig into this idea of they have access to the corporate data, they don't have access to the personal data. And can you really show that? Is that true?
Yeah. And this is the thing. I mean, with iOS, with, I think it was 9.2, Apple actually introduced what eventually is a scary message. It comes up in red text and it says that your IT department will have access to information on your device.
Right.
And from the user's point of view, that's maybe not as obvious as to what that information might be. So within Intune, we've actually made it very clear inside of the enrollment messages what your IT organization is actually going to have access to.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, you've not necessarily, you know, most users, do they trust their IT department that much? Maybe. Do they trust the person that made their device that's storing their pictures more than they trust their IT department?
Probably.
There's a possibility that that's the case. So we've actually walked around this situation. We've invested really heavily in our mobile application management, or MAM, technology, which this is kind of cool. Things like the Word, Excel, PowerPoint applications,
mm-hmm.
OneNote, OneDrive, the Outlook application, actually have our Intune app SDK built into them. And this SDK lets us do some kind of cool things. We can control, cut, copy, and paste. We can require PIN code to access the app. We can require authentication. We can put policy in place to wipe the data after a specified length.
Wow. So you're talking about specifically the Office suite?
Yeah, absolutely. Specifically the Office suite. Those same apps that have 4 or 5-star ratings by 20,000 people in every app store.
Sure.
Those are the ones that are protected by this functionality. In addition to apps from SAP, from Adobe, from Citrix.
So PDFs as well?
Yeah. So the Adobe Reader application for mobile is protected with the Intune SDK. And what that actually means for the end user is that when they open up Word, they go and sign into O365, and then anything that they access from a corporate location is protected by that SDK. The stuff that they access from personal locations, so the locations on their device itself or their personal OneDrive, for example,
right,
isn't protected by that SDK. And that gives you this separation between work and personal inside of the same app.
Wow.
As a personal user, I get to store my resume inside of Word and use Word to edit my resume.
On your personal OneDrive.
On my personal OneDrive. But same application, I can also edit my company report inside of OneDrive.
But now it's the OneDrive for business?
Yeah. Inside of OneDrive for business.
Okay.
And that's protected. So I don't accidentally go and copy some information that's secret out of my corporate report onto Twitter, which isn't protected by the SDK.
That is very granular.
Yeah. It's all based around the identity. And we believe that the identity is the control plane for mobility, because that's the one thing where all users are. Another way of thinking about it is that the identity is the new perimeter.
Okay.
An organization would have used firewalls and proxies and blah, blah, blah in order to secure their perimeter.
But once you've punched your way through that and grabbed the document and brought it to your phone, it's over. You're outside the firewall.
Yeah, and that's why identity has become that new control plane, that new perimeter. Anything that's associated with your identity is protected.
Now, is this the Microsoft Rights Management software, or is this different?
Slightly different. Intune MAM is, or the App SDK, are applications that are providing an application level of protection, or an identity level of protection, really. The features within Rights Management Services actually protect the document or the email level. I could then take that document and store it in, I don't know, my favorite cloud service, but it would still be encrypted and protected with the rights from my organization. And I'd have to authenticate against the organization to be able to access the file. From a data leakage prevention point of view, it's great because it means that my data can travel to any device in any cloud and it's still going to be protected. But something has to happen for that protection to have occurred. Either some sort of automated policy has to be put in place, and therefore IT have to have got the automated policy right.
Right.
Well, IT are fantastic, amazing people, the most skilled people on the planet. But that doesn't necessarily mean that they understand minutiae of everybody else's job.
Sure.
So they don't understand when a document moves from being confidential to being attorney-client privileged unless they're an attorney. They need to have those kind of tie-ins with the business to be able to create that automation that keeps it robust. And things may not be, you know, 100% there, but they're going to be pretty good. You also have other cases where the application doesn't create data that lands on the device or leaves the system, like an ERP system, an enterprise resource planning system.
Sure.
Like that, or a CRM, like Dynamics.
Yeah, you know, like you said, SAP.
Yeah, or SAP, or any of those kind of things. So in those cases, you need a different type of protection that's going to protect at the app and the identity level, so that you have this set of layers of protection all the way through.
That totally makes sense, and really interesting to see how deeply you poked into this. And Simon, give me 1 second here to pay the bills, because this episode of Run As Radio is brought to you by IT Edge Intersection Conference, part of the Dev Intersection group of conferences. IT Edge brings together some of the best speakers in the world on Windows, SharePoint, SQL Server, and more, including Scott Guthrie, Brad Anderson, Mark Manassi, Jeffrey Snover, Kimberly Tripp, and Bill Baer. The next conference is in Las Vegas, at the MGM Grand, October 25th to 28th. Register today at itedgeintersection.com and include the code RUNASRADIO for a discount. And you're going to be at that show too, aren't you?
I am. Yes, you have very kindly invited me to come along. And yeah, there's going to be a few things that we're going to be doing there.
Well, and I hope that mobile application management falls into this, because I'm just looking at this suite here of all the features and things covered. And thank you for supporting Foxit, because I'm not a big fan of Adobe's PDF reader, but Foxit's reader is awesome.
Oh, yeah. They do some really cool stuff, actually.
They really, yeah, their form filler and stuff. God, it's good.
Inside of the rights management world, they have this super cool thing, the ability to protect right down to the paragraph level.
Wow.
You can actually take a paragraph of information inside of Foxit and say that it's top secret. And then you can have the whole document protected as confidential. And if you're a person that's going to view that document and you are a confidential viewer, so you don't have top secret clearance, but you have confidential clearance.
Right.
You will just see a redacted paragraph.
No kidding.
Like full on proper NSA style redaction.
Blacked out.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
It's a kind of cool feature. So they've done some pretty interesting work. Adobe have also been an amazing partner and done some pretty cool stuff as well. But I just kind of like the angle that it looks like a spy movie when you're inside.
I appreciate that too. So I get it. Identity is the cornerstone of all of this, right? Figuring out whether you're confidential or secret, access clearance, and so forth. So is that all Azure AD? Is that how this is done?
Yeah, Azure AD, the powerhouse that is Azure AD, that handles something like 2 billion authentications every single day, is the thing that's doing a lot of this kind of stuff behind it. And then we have the Intune service, which provides a layer on top of that around understanding what's happening with devices and applications and managing those things.
And reading here correctly, you don't have to use Intune for MDM to use Intune for MAM.
Yeah, that's totally right. Yeah, we don't need to enroll the device anymore.
Interesting.
In order to be able to, say, manage all this stuff inside of Word, Excel, PowerPoint, we can have the device not enrolled at all, because everything is dealt with by the user actually signing those apps into Azure Active Directory.
Right.
And then the app goes and sees that there should be policy in Intune, goes and gets the policy from Intune and applies it. So we don't need the device to be enrolled in MDM. If it is enrolled in MDM, then we can use the MDM channel on the device to go a little bit further and to be able to provide some additional capabilities, like taking away sign-on boxes and those kind of things. But it gives us this ability to use the Intune SDK apps without having to have them enrolled. And also, it provides us with the ability to, for anybody, doesn't matter who your MDM is, to be able to use the Intune SDK app. So you could be using any of our competitor MDM products and actually use our Intune MAM managed applications on top of that product.
Nice. So if you're using a third-party MDM, you can use it just for MAM, but if you use Intune as well, you get a bunch of additional capabilities.
Yeah, a bunch of extra stuff. But we've intentionally made it so that we're doing the right thing here for the users. We're making sure that their data is kept separate, but we're also we're making sure that the organization has the ability to be protected. No matter what decisions they've made in the past, we're giving them new capability that allows them to kind of say, hey, we're going to have the best in class experience for our users, the best productivity experience that you can get out of any set of applications. And we're going to have this great product, this great protection experience as well. From an end user's point of view, which, by the way, is coming up a lot more in customer conversations. It's kind of like the thing which is, I think everybody in IT should kind of understand this a little bit. We engage at lots of different levels. So we'll talk to the CX level folks that come in for an executive briefing. We'll talk to the IT guys that are deploying this stuff. And one of the interesting things is that those C-level conversations, they've swung around to be all about end user experience. How am I going to make my workforce more productive versus how am I going to make my data center run faster, better, quicker,
right?
All that kind of stuff. That it's all turned to end user experience, which I think is a really interesting trend. The IT pro conversations there actually focus a lot more on security.
Right. That's the big story right now. It's like, what's the risk of data breach? Those kinds of things. I'm looking at this from the perspective of a lost laptop, because if I'm understanding this, if I'm using MAM with Office 365 on somebody's laptop and their machine goes missing, I can just wipe it.
Yeah.
Just the business docs too.
Yeah.
His resume could stay on there, but the company report, I could pull it off.
Yeah, and here's a super interesting thing about that as well. A nicer way of thinking about it is a mobile device, because not all laptops have pervasive internet access, whereas most cell phones do. So say I was to be one of those nefarious characters that decided to relieve you of your cell phone. The very first thing that I would do in that circumstance is probably to throw it into a bag that's going to prevent radio signals.
Right.
So that I can actually then start to get into the device without having to worry about it being wiped. Well, one of the cool things that we have inside of our application management is actually an offline capability. So the app is only allowed X amount of time. The default's 90 days, but you can set it down to 0 or 1, and it would only allow the data to live for that length of time. And then after that point in time, as soon as the app is launched, it's going to wipe the data. So you've essentially got another situation from a spy movie. You've got self-destruct.
Right.
And that's great in that circumstance where somebody's stolen a device, thrown it into a Faraday bag, and is trying to access it, because it gives them a limited length of time in which to get into the device and get the data off.
Now, if I could get into the device, can I copy the files elsewhere, basically get a version of Word? Or, I mean, Word itself is just an XML document. Shouldn't I be able to take that document apart without using Word?
Apps are actually encrypted, so you'd have to get inside of the encrypted app as well.
Okay, all right. I mean, is the document encrypted?
At the document level itself, you could encrypt that with rights management services as well.
Right.
And you'd have that layer of protection on top. It's entirely up to you as to whether you want to go that far. We all know how long it takes people to get into an iOS device. So,
sure.
Or in fact, into an Android device. These things can be very time-consuming problems.
Yeah, yeah. You know, we've seen this in the news. If you keep hacking at them, they wipe themselves anyway. They've got a limited ability to play with this. And then the idea that the software itself is also, if you've got a state actor involved, there's only so much you can do.
Yeah.
But for the average thief, this is outside of their realm. And ultimately, from me as an InfoSec guy, just the basic confidence that those documents are not out there for forever. They will be gone in X amount of time.
Yeah.
Realistically, more than a week of a phone not being able to phone home. And it's not like the documents are destroyed. They're still back on the server. It's just your copies are gone.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah, because we're talking about these are devices that are connected to the cloud all the time. The reality is that actually losing the device and wiping the device is probably not that big of a deal.
No.
Once it's had time to be timed out and expired.
Well, and the recovery, if you recover the device, is a matter of hours, maybe minutes, to just copy everything back on again once you're properly logged in and we're happy with you.
Yeah, exactly. So it's a great situation to kind of get the customer into in this particular case.
Am I crazy to think about this for laptops as well? Just because I'm always thinking in terms of devices with company content outside the perimeter.
Yes, you're definitely not crazy to be thinking about that for laptops at all. It's a very big kind of growth area, particularly with Windows 10. Windows 10 has some unique capabilities in there for being able to protect the enterprise data when it's on that device itself. It has a new set of capabilities around literally protecting the data called enterprise data protection. And if the data has come from an enterprise location, it's going to automatically receive a level of protection. Again, it's configurable through MDM as to what that protection level is going to look like.
Yeah, the Enterprise Edition of Win 10, and I just had a conversation with Mark Manassi about this a couple of weeks back. You turn all that stuff on, that machine is pretty robustly protected from getting hacked at. That being said, if you've got full control of the machine, and again, you're sophisticated enough to pull a drive and really wail away at it, there's only so much you can do. Eventually, it can be breached.
Yeah, it's always a matter of being able to have the latest level of protection so that you're
picking
up on all of the latest threats and latest threat resistance.
But when I think about a rogue employee, you know, somebody who's quit but not returned their machine, the idea that, within a week, based on my policies, all the company data has gone off that machine anyway.
Yeah, and obviously the rogue employee thing has become a bigger deal for people.
And it's a non-trivial truth. Like, we're dealing with that. And same token, especially when you're talking about a personal device like a phone that you've got some corporate data on, not insist that you have to, now that you've left or you're leaving, you have to come in and we have to clean your phone. And people are just not going to do that.
No.
The idea that it's just going to go away. There's nothing you can do. You can't access it now. I've taken away your rights and the stuff's off the machine within a few days.
Yeah. Absolutely. And again, the organization definitely is not a complete requirement that they own the device anymore.
Right. Because there's an argument the other way, which is provide them with a corporate device that you do have full control over.
Yeah. And I think the reality is that most organizations are going to do a mix of both. There's going to be a large amount of the information workers and those kind of folks that are going to go with the bring your own device type of approach, particularly when it's enabled again by something like mobile application management. I've kind of seen a wane in the way that people have thought about bring your own device because everything has been so heavy, because it's such a big, heavy thing to enroll into MDM. So that made kind of bring your own device initiatives kind of wane off a little bit. Now, what we're starting to see is actually people are seeing the mobile application management potentially without the need to enroll the device. And they're saying, actually, maybe this thing that we were doing in the past, we could do again.
We could come back to this because we gave up on it.
Yeah. But then the opposite side as well. Barely a day goes by where we don't talk to a retailer, a health organization, or, countless other manufacturing and those kind of organizations, shipping and freight, where they don't need a specific, where they have a specific single-use device that maybe has a barcode or an NFC scanner in it to track inventory, be the inventory, the products they're selling, or the patients that they're serving.
Mm-hmm.
There are single-use devices which are very, very much those devices which are tightly controlled.
Yeah.
And you want them to be part of the same ecosystem that plays with those bring your own area and with those devices, because
you don't want it to handle that completely differently from everything else. You'd like it to just be a yet another mobile device in the ecosystem.
Exactly. You want the same kind of policies to be applicable to everything. If you've got a 6-digit pin on somebody's personal mobile device, you may well want to have a 6-digit pin on a barcode scanner. It's a
for sure
that kind of, particularly if they're scanning patient information, for example, you may well want that to be in the same organization for the same policies. But also at the end of the day, everyone wants to take costs out of these operations. And if you've got one vendor that you're talking to with one set of services deployed, be they anything on-prem or in the cloud, then that starts to make that a more appealing kind of approach. But more than that, you start to get into a place where you're starting to, I guess, without wanting to sound too like I've come from an evangelism background here, you might get to the point where you want to empower your IT people by giving them just one console they have to go into.
Sure. When you think about that barcode reader in a hospital setting, you want whoever's operating that to authenticate. They need to be and have a proper identity. You don't want just anybody using that. I want a thumbprint scanner and a password so that I'm sure of who's using it. And, I have a clear audit trail of this is the person who used it to scan these things. But I don't want to invent a different stack for that. Why wouldn't I want to use all the same pieces? It's all already here. It's very compelling. Is there a story for vertical developers building MAM support into their apps?
Yeah, so I think that there is. So inside of, it's a great point to kind of touch on actually, our Intune App SDK is out there on GitHub, and you can take that SDK and build it into your application in order to take part in the policies that are applied via Intune. So I can take my custom line of business application, build in the SDK, and I'll be able to cut, copy, and paste data between Word, Excel, PowerPoint, corporate files, which could be really useful if you're pulling a report from, your CRM. Your CRM is that custom application. It lets you apply those policies to those locations. It can be as easy to build in as a couple of lines of code, or it can be as complicated as we've taken it with the Office apps, where we're controlling, you know, things like being able to use the save as functionality inside of the application.
Right, that actually turning off functionality within your app based on privilege.
Absolutely, yeah, based on the policies that have been deployed. So it's, you can go as far as you want to. If you don't have access to the source code for your application, maybe you've bought a line of business application from another vendor, then you can wrap the app using the SDK.
So interesting.
You can actually say, hey, I want to provide all of these capabilities. I want to provide this set of capabilities. Now, it's a subset of capabilities because, like, being able to control the save as functionality requires access to the lines of code in, that actually do save as. So,
and for me, coming at this as an IT guy with some InfoSec responsibilities, to be able to turn to the developers and say, hey, our app can play in this ecosystem. You're just going to have to get involved with this SDK. I think that's really compelling just from the idea of, I don't want people to be able to cut and paste data out of our patient management app, or only with this privilege can they move data across to Word. Those kinds of things. That's astonishing. Like, to do that by hand yourself is very hard work.
Oh, it would be virtually impossible without some kind of SDK and framework to really make it all happen.
Sure.
And frameworks are actually interesting. So we've actually got the SDK. It's built into Xamarin. So if you create an application with Xamarin and you want to publish it, you can just go and click to have the SDK binaries added into it.
Right. And this is the mobile development stack for building mobile apps for iOS and Android using C# and XAML-like code.
Yeah, exactly. So that opens up, you know, this world to a whole load of people. We've also got integration with Apache called Ova.
Okay, so you can go down the JavaScript stack as well for mobile cross-platform apps.
And then SAP's Fiori apps. So Fiori is kind of a cloud-based way of building apps for that talk to SAP. And you can include the Intune SDK in those apps. So you can build a custom map inside of SAP Fiori for talking to your SAP information. And then that'll be protected as well. So there's a whole load of ways that people can integrate with whatever application it is that they require.
That is very cool. Hey, Simon, a fast half hour, my friend. This is interesting stuff. And it just opens the door to, we don't have to go all the VPN, full Active Directory control over every device. We can add it a little lighter and still get really granular controls. I'm really stoked about this.
Yeah, there's some amazing things. We ship on a monthly basis. We have extra features every month. So just like the folks inside of Azure AD and the folks inside of RMS, there is so much work going on here, and it's all based on what customers want us to build. We listen to customers. I spend my entire days, and just before this call, I was talking to a customer about what we might need to actually build to help them through a situation. So they're actually in the engineering process.
Well, and I think this loops back to your original point about the senior management is now concerned about the user experience, their employee experience. We've got all the tools now. We have personal computers that fit in your hand. Like, we have the resources. Now, how do we get productive with them? That seems to be the battle more than anything at this point.
Absolutely. Totally agree.
Well, I'm going to leave it on that then. Simon May, thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thanks, Richard. It's been an absolute pleasure.
And we'll talk to you next week on Run As Radio.